most important tool on the netball court is your shoes. The Athlete's Foot has an extensive range of the best netball shoes to help you own the court. Find the perfect fit for your foot shape and position with the Athlete's Foot exclusive MyFit 3D technology. Theathletesfoot.com.au.
Husey and Ed catch up.
And a very happy Thursday to you. Not any old Thursday, it'd be tingly Thursday.
Yes, we get tingly. We do it every week. We do the tingly Thursday every week.
Monday, Tuesday, tingly. Tuesday, Thursday, tingly.
Tingly days.
Tingly
days.
I don't know the end of the song. These happy days, our tingly days, these chore and mine. One of the judges on the dancing show is from Ireland, Tristan. And he says, free as tree.
Oh, yes, I love him. He's a nice guy, very handsome man. He's a bit harsh on you. Maybe he's jealous. I don't know.
Think he probably would have
been. He's been into our radio show a number of times. I thought he would have been a bit nicer to you.
Yeah, he might have done his dash. You know what I mean?
Maybe the producers are saying, you go hard
Could
on
be,
that guy.
I know.
Actually, on that subject.
On that exact subject.
I was given a press release on the dancing, actually, by one of our producers, which really amused me of what how they described you. Have you read this?
Of course I haven't. Maybe I want to vet this.
No, I'm going to read it out.
Okay.
This Betting is a, done. To describe what you were like on the dance floor.
Wonderful.
While Ed might currently feel like the inflatable tube man that flails outside of a car dealership.
Why would I feel that
way? Is that how you feel like? We have good faith he will channel the aggression required.
What on earth does that mean?
Of this dance style and take to the floor this Sunday like a bull at a gate.
Why on earth would I be like the inflatable tube man?
Well, you are apparently. I don't know.
How are they describing other people?
No, generally everyone else is coming across really good.
Well, that's insanity.
Mate, if you can't handle the press releases, get off the dance floor. That's what I'm saying.
Or improve the press releases.
Well, I mean, no, this can't ruin your day. You are up for this. No, have I triggered you? Are you triggered?
I am.
I think he's triggered. I didn't write the press release.
You wanted to start with a triggering.
I did not.
It's triggery Thursday. Triggery Thursday.
Mate, I did not want to start with a triggering.
Inflatable
you know what I'm talking about, those inflatable guys.
I know exactly what you mean.
Bang up and down in the wind.
I know what you mean. They look ridiculous.
Text Ed to 1995 1010. Keep them in the show.
When we come back, we are discussing two members of the royal family, both of them going through tough times. Who's got it harder?
Yeah.
That's the question we'll be asking.
Yeah.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Which member of the royal family has it tougher at the moment?
Okay.
I got first nomination.
All right. Who are you going in the bat for?
I'm not going in a bat.
You're presenting the case.
I'm asking the question. I'm not batting for anyone.
Right.
Bat for myself and my family.
Right.
And our future.
Okay.
I'm not, I don't have a dog in the fight.
I know you don't.
The royals.
All right,
Prince Andrew, I will discuss. I'll ask the question.
Okay.
Now, we know he's had a lot of trouble lately.
Yes.
Absolutely. To do with things.
Yes.
Terrible things.
Well, yeah.
He went on TV and did an interview a while ago and he made a claim that was widely ridiculed.
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
So he had some dancing years where it was impossible for him to sweat. No matter who he danced with, he could not sweat.
It's just
anyway.
We've never asked on the phones if there's anyone else out there who can't sweat. Because I suffer the opposite problem. Where I sweat too much, especially when I'm dancing. I'd love a bit of Falklands if it would clear up the sweating.
Sweating a lot is that you wouldn't have to go to the toilet as much. Because you would sweat out all your what is it?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you go to the toilet more if you don't sweat? No.
Yes, absolutely. If you sweat a lot, you don't go to the toilet as much. Because
Damn it.
All those things come out.
Don't say all those things. All the things that will...
131060, if you are in the sweat industry or a doctor, please tell us he's an idiot. He's as bad as Prince Andrew in some ways.
Sweat heaps. Anyone who's gone for a long run knows they don't have to go to the toilet because it's come out through their skin.
No, you've just weed yourself. That's sweat running down your leg. That's wee.
No, seriously.
You can say seriously Google all that. You want. No, no, we're going to have doctors calling. We're having actual
doctors. If you sweat a lot, you won't go to the toilet as much. You won't have as much fluid in your body.
No, Jack.
It'll all come out through your skin.
No, Jack. Your record for looking things up on the internet is appalling.
I'm not reading
anything out. But if you're leaning one way, Jack.
I am leaning one way.
No, I don't want to hear from Jack.
I want to hear where he's leaning. Have we got someone who can tell us?
Yeah, these girls are talking.
We've got a full board of calls. Should we come back? Let's come back.
We've got Lisa Wilkinson coming in next.
Right. Sorry about that.
Mate, all right. So none of the royal family turned up to Prince Andrew's 60th. That's his problem.
Yeah, we've so given up on that. We're now on this track because we've got someone who's called in, haven't we?
Have we?
Yeah, Alex.
Who we got?
Alex is a sweat doctor. Hi, Dr. Alex.
Hello there. How are you guys?
Well, you've heard the discussion, and as usual, it's taken a hard left turn.
All right, if you sweat a lot, say you went for a run and you sweated a lot while you're going for the run, you wouldn't need to go to the toilet as much because you've sweated it out.
That is 100% correct, Husey. You are accurate.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
The more that you run, the less that you sweat.
What about dancing, Alex? I'm dancing a lot at the moment, sweating a lot. Does that have the same effect?
I think it would have the same effect.
Of course
I think if you're shaking the hips, you can certainly sweat a lot. Therefore, you wouldn't have to go to the toilet in between.
Yeah. So basically, when he shakes the hips and the sweat comes off his brow, he's basically spraying urine on the audience, isn't he?
100%. Urine is going everywhere when he's shaking his hips. Correct.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. So we've cleared that up.
Are we still doing this? Are we?
Yeah. I want you to. Oh. What's going on with Prince Harry?
All right. Someone called and said that they sweat a lot and pee a lot. I wouldn't mind talking to that person. Can I talk to that person, please?
All right, we'll talk to that person.
We don't know their name.
No. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Grace.
Grace, you're live on the radio with Husey and Ed, and I'm fascinated by your story. So you sweat.
I sweat a lot. Like, I'll be sitting in the classroom, and it's just, if it's even slightly warm, I'll just start profusely sweating.
Yep.
But I also pee a lot. Pee like every hour on
Thank
the hour.
Thank you so much.
But you obviously
so much,
drink
Grace.
A lot of
Thank
fluid.
So
are you you're heavy on the fluids.
I drink like a normal amount of water, like a litre a day maybe.
There you go. Thank you.
You know what? Horses can't be excreting more than a litre, can't you? I mean, that's biology says that she's what goes in must come out.
No, but the body's 70% water.
Yeah, but
you can excrete more than what you take in. If I have a thimble,
but if you do it every day, though, you're going to run out.
I need Alex back on the line.
All right, should we get Lisa Wilkins in next?
She'll know the answer to this.
We've got to get to Harry by the end of the show, though.
We've got to get to Harry. I promise.
We've got to get to it.
It was your fault.
Lisa Wilkins joining us in the studio next.
Husey and Ed.
Gentlemen, catch Ambulance Australia tonight, 7:30 on 10. And the latest voice you'll hear as part of that show is the lovely Lisa Wilkins, who joins us in the studio.
Lisa Wilkinson owning Channel 10 tonight from 6:30 on the project through to 8:30, Lisa.
Hey, guys. I'm taking over. Have you noticed?
Good work. And you'll probably pop up in Gogglebox as well, so you'll probably get through to 9:30.
Oh, it's a bit like appearing on Media Watch when you go on Gogglebox. Just like I was on Monday Night Just Gone, and I saw the image of myself in the middle of this story that we'd run on the project, and I thought, oh, which way is it going to go? Yeah, but I was all right.
What? Very famously, Husey got on Gogglebox.
Yes. I did. Poor Angie. I feel sorry for her now. She said something nasty about me, Lisa.
Yes.
About my looks.
Yes.
And it hurt me, Lisa.
Oh, are you okay now?
No, I'm absolutely fine now. I mean, Ed has brought it up. He's triggered me. There's no doubt about it. But you know, have you ever been Gogglebox, Lisa? Have you or not?
Yeah, I have been Goggleboxed a few times. My very first appearance on the project was Goggleboxed. And at that point, I just thought, yep, I've made the right decision to move to Channel 10.
But were they being kind? Because it's odd if they... You know, on the Gogglebox, it's on Channel 10. You're like, surely they tap them on the shoulder and say, listen, you got to be you got to keep it nice in-house, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't have a swing at Channel 10 shows.
Well, I love all the characters on Gogglebox.
Yeah, yeah. But let's focus on Ambulance, because that's exactly what is for you tonight. Ambulance is now... That there's a story.
Is it true, Lisa Wilkinson, that you have to sit there in the ambulance control booth and commentate it live for 24 hours and they cut that down to half an hour of a show?
That's exactly
what
happens.
Figured. That's
I'm
what
glad
I figured.
Somebody is finally recognising the hard work that I'm putting in on Ambulance Australia.
I figured as much.
Have you ever been in an ambulance, Lisa?
I have, and boy, oh boy, it's a weird experience because, you know, we've all moved over on the highway to allow an ambulance through because you figure straight away somebody somewhere is suffering, not to mention the loved ones who are worried and everything that goes with that, and you do everything you can to make that that movement through traffic.
Yeah, absolutely.
As possible. But when you're in it... and I've only been in one once, and it was with my mum a few years ago. Mm. It's just one of those situations that feels surreal, but those paramedics are such extraordinary people. They are so calm. They make you feel that whatever is going wrong, they're going to make sure that whoever your loved one is going to get the best possible outcome. Mm. They are angels.
Mm. You know what? And we do not think about that enough. They are underappreciated. They do such a hard job in so many stressful situations.
Yes.
I feel like giving
so
them a clap. Let's give them a
clap
right now.
Let's do that.
Clap them in.
Honestly.
And I tell you what, QZ, the other thing I think that we've all realised since the bushfire crisis is I don't think we give any of our first responders enough love to indicate how incredibly grateful we are that in those moments when we are at our greatest need, those are the people that go in where the rest of us don't want to go and make sure, again, the best possible outcome happens.
They put their own lives on the line to help strangers most of the time. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you're spot on. Another clap.
And indeed. And there's another one coming in a second.
Yep.
The thing I love about being involved in Ambulance Australia is this is the sort of reality show I reckon we need at the moment.
Yes.
You know, there's so much out there. You just see people fighting with each other all the time. I worry about the lessons that our kids are getting from some of those shows.
Terrible lessons, orchestrated situations, putting vulnerable Australians who just want to be on TV and ruining their lives.
Let's clap that.
Because you guys have got kids. And, you know, when you sit down and you watch those other shows, you really worry about the lessons that kids are learning.
But why so I don't watch them. I do not watch them.
You should be watching Survivor anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And Ambulance Australia, that's what my children will be watching tonight at 7:30 after their hour of the project, then their Gogglebox experience.
Hectic schedule they're running over at QSHQ.
Don't miss it.
Good on you, Lisa.
7:30 on 7. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
See you guys.
You know what, Husey? It does bring me to a question, though.
Because what's your question?
These are obviously serious situations on Ambulance Australia where absolutely an ambulance was absolutely required.
Yeah.
I reckon ambulance would be called for piss weak reasons. I think people would be calling ambulances sometimes when they do not need them.
When we come back, I'll tell you about the only time I've ever been in an ambulance, and I was embarrassed about the trip.
Really?
Absolutely embarrassed. But who else?
131060. We are looking for those this week reasons.
Maybe it was a relative or someone you know. Just they're called an ambulance. You're like, for that? Come on, mate.
They should have got an Uber.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
The other side, it is Husey and Ed driving you home this afternoon. 1360 of those weak reasons for calling an ambulance and travelling in one.
Yeah. I've only been in one in my whole life. My brother went in one the other day. I told you about that, didn't
you? Yeah, but he had
a mini stroke.
No, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't think the word mini and stroke cancel each other out. I think he's okay. It's okay to call an ambulance there because these people are busy.
Now, this was back when I was like maybe 19, walking from one pub to another pub with a group of mates, and maybe I tripped over my own feet. Maybe I hadn't done up my shoelaces or whatever. and fell onto the curb, and you know, and a tiny little scratch on the palm of my hand. You've got the, you know,
I've got the photo here.
You see it?
It's so small that you've had to circle it so that we can see that it's not just a normal line on your hand. It is minuscule.
Yeah, but one of my dickhead mates thought he would ring an ambulance for fun, so I had to wait there.
Oh,
so I'm just like, and then an ambulance just turns up. And he goes, yeah, it's for you. It's not for me. I've got to just give me a Band-Aid. And they made me get in the ambulance and they drove me to the hospital. So.
And did they charge you?
I think I had insurance. My parents are really good. Always get ambulance insurance, right? These sort of situations. So
okay, that's interesting.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's pissweak.
Have you ever been in one? You been in one, Ed?
No, I haven't. But I had a mate of mine once twist his ankle at basketball, but he was screaming so much that we were like, we all thought it was a compound fracture. We all thought his bone was going to be sticking out of his leg, and someone there just called an ambulance. And by the time the ambulance arrived, he was trying to, play. He was upright trying to shoot, and they're like,
"Did he get it? They make him go in the ambulance?"
No, but they didn't. But they took his details. I think he ended up getting charged for the call out, which is absolutely fair enough. It's like $450 or something from memory.
It reminds me, at my 21st, another mate just rang an ambulance to our house.
What?
Just for fun. And an ambulance turned up. And my parents were really unhappy.
It's not okay.
It's just stupid. No one had to get in it. Now, Jack, have you ever been in an ambulance?
Technically, when my mum went into labour, she was taken in an ambulance. So I suppose technically I've been in an ambulance, but not since then.
It's a real curveball.
It's a tough one to make jokes about.
Why? I'm all right.
Lisa Wilkinson, he's put in a...
It's tough.
Why? What? Where were you?
I was in the womb.
I know you were, but was it? She at her house, or where was she?
No, yeah, they were at home. Yeah, and she went into labour, and they had to take her.
Your dad didn't have a car. Or?
No, the umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck.
Oh well, okay. Yeah. So,
how did your dad know that?
I don't know.
Did you tell him?
I just know they're right. Yeah, I said, "Oi, this is a bit dodgy. Get me out."
Well, it all worked out. All right, now, Maddie, what's your story?
You asked.
Yeah, I did, but I wasn't expecting that. I didn't say in utero ambulance trips. Now, Maddie, what's your story?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, loving it.
A couple of years ago, it was the night before Christmas Eve, we had a street party. So hubby and I had a few drinks. And now everyone had left our house, grandparents and whatnot. And my son decided to fall off the trampoline and crack his head open. We only live a 3-minute drive from the hospital. But because we'd been drinking, we couldn't drive him to the hospital.
That's sensible, man.
We had to ring an ambulance. Felt really, really bad. But the only way to get in there at the end of the day.
Well, you could have rung a taxi.
But he probably wouldn't have sat still for me.
Yeah. I think that's okay, isn't it? Cracked head. Had too many.
Well, yeah, but I don't have to deal with that.
Neither do I. We didn't think this through, did we?
had two interesting stories.
All right, let's keep moving. Let's keep it going with Rob. We can do this. Come on.
All right. Rob, what was your funny story?
Guys, I've got a pearler for you.
Thank you.
Good, I used to live next door to this chick, and she was out the front on a, basically on all fours, rolling around, screaming. Being in pain and whatnot, and the ambulance got there and they're like asking her all these questions and she's not responding. And we're all yelling out, she just needs a fart, mate. She'll be right. Fantastic. And sure enough, when the ambulance people stood her up, she let one rip and she looked at the ambulance people and said, "Oh, I'm all good now. Thanks."
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, Rob knows how this game works.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon, we are going to need a jury to call us on 13 10 60.
Oh, yeah. This will be final. This decision will be binding. I cannot tell you exactly what it's about because I do not wish to influence the jury, but I can tell you that it relates to the video from which this audio is taken.
Easy.
13, 10, 60.
You'll get the beautiful Nando's vouchers for being on our jury today. Beautiful Nando's vouchers.
And you know what? And I'm really not sure what you're going to do here, but what I do know is that we respect the jury verdict.
And what? Okay, because this is, I can say it's about you. You are going to make, you have a, if you're on the jury, you're about to have a big say in Husey's life that he will have to abide by.
I'm happy too, because I, you know what, I know the people, and the people, their will is the right Then Will is right.
Wow. What? That was really profound.
Who's the right?
13, 10,
I don't know 16. If he's mentally fit to stand trial.
Your Will is the right. Give us a call. 13,
Your
10,
will.
16. Hughesy and Ed.
Right.
Hughesy and Ed.
We have assembled a jury.
Thank you. And the defendant on trial, his name is David William Hughes, a.k.a. Hughesy, and the charge is overage scooting. There was this video has just gone up on our socials, and there was a video that was sent to us today. Very good video from someone who was just driving past you. This is the audio.
Hughesy!
As you go past in a little yellow helmet.
On, mate, not in. Or in a helmet, yeah. I was wearing a helmet, keeping it safe.
And on a scooter. And the question is, you are 49 years old, and the question is, are you too old to scoot? Yes, you are.
Yes. Are we talking any sort of scooter?
Correct.
Because that was an electronic scooter. That was an e-scooter.
Even worse.
Another man ran after me to get a photo and then said, I said, I'm not stopping, mate. He said, please stop for me. And then he told me that he worked for the scooter company.
Oh, that's a free ad.
So that photo could be now on their website. Oh, I don't know.
There's a free ad. Well done, mate.
I said, well, I don't know about this, mate. And then he kept scootering. And I enjoy scootering. And there's cities in Australia, specifically I know of, Brisbane and Adelaide, where the scooters are all over the joint.
See.
You get your credit card out or you get your app, you download the app and then you can just use your phone and just put it on the scooter and then it unlocks it and off you go.
But does that mean that a man of your age should be found scooting? Because you also do it along the beach. Let's not forget that. You do it on push, 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 the push version. On the beach near your house.
Met a Hollywood superstar on your scooter, didn't you?
I did. I scooted away from Adrian Grenier.
Grenier from Entourage. You embarrassed yourself. So
no, I didn't say hello to him. We were waiting for our chips.
He didn't say hello to you either, did he?
Greek salad. We're both having a Greek salad, yeah. Me without the feta. And yeah, I scooted away from him. Thought I should have spoken to him. I know him.
Yeah.
But then I got him on Instagram and he did remember me and we had an Instagram
chat. Well, it's hard
chat.
To forget a man picking feta out of a salad who then scoots away from you.
We've got a poll going on Instagram for this as well.
Well, let's get to the jury first. Here we go. First juror. Juror number one is Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Hughes. He's 49 years old, grown man, too old to scoot.
Have you guys ever actually tried to ride anything with wheels and how difficult it is?
Yes.
You can never be too old to ride a scooter because it's hard work.
All right.
Thank you, Rachel.
Not too old
really
to
appreciate
scoot.
That. No, sometimes I feel guilty on my e-scooter, thinking I'm not getting enough exercise on my e-scooter.
You're not.
So, but, you know, but I there's a green light, and that hasn't gone the way you thought it was. 22-year-old Rachel.
Yeah, I thought Rachel's on my side. Who do you want next?
No, mate.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Here's Melissa. Melissa, this is the deciding vote.
Possibly the deciding vote.
He's 49 years old. He's, you know, got a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Is he too old to scoot?
Look, Hughesy, you earn too much money. I think you should jump on a motorbike because a scooter, mate, you need to get off the road.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Melissa.
Voice of reason. I must say, I'm sometimes slowing up traffic behind me.
What do you mean? What's wrong with you?
No, but this is CBD traffic, mate, which doesn't go fast anyway.
Which needs to go quick. That's where we need the flow.
No, it doesn't, mate.
We don't need idiots like you.
What, they're going to go 100K to the next set of lights they've got to stop at in 5 seconds?
Well, they're
going to
go more than 2 kilometres and go, who is that old man? You should be in one of those.
Disappointed by Melissa's attitude. I'm not going to lie.
Well, this is the deciding vote. Brandon, it's all down to you. This is legally binding.
How are you going, guys?
Even after you.
I'm nervous, Brandon.
Okay.
I am 100% with Hughesy. You're never too old to scoot.
Thank you! We need some music now. We haven't organised any music, have we? Some,
no,
like,
what's
we music for
that,
someone
so.
Who's...
We weren't expecting the win. we only had losing music.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up.
Driving you home this afternoon, all thanks to the Athlete's Foot. You go to the Athlete's Foot. It's got the fit for all sports, the whole family, theathletesfoot.com.au.
They're very good with netball.
Yes, they are.
Can I just ask, how did our mixed netball team go?
Our radio station mixed netball team got hammered. They got beaten by 9 goals, and one of our key players almost dislocated her shoulder. It was what we call a shellacking.
Well, the predator, who's new to our team, who pulled out because of a sore toe.
Did you play, Pred?
No, he pulled out.
Couldn't play.
Did you go?
No, I didn't even go.
I can't tell you, you're the most... If I had to draw a picture of someone who was mixed netball, it would be you.
What does that mean?
You can take that anywhere you want.
But I take it as a compliment because mixed netball is great fun.
It's not meant that way.
No, well, let him take it as a compliment.
Okay.
But you're playing next week. You're going to get over this toe injury and get out there and get some pride back in the organisation or not?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
You're 6'2", aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Mate, you've got goalkeeper written all over you. You'll be rejecting left, right and centre.
No, I'm really excited for it. I will play. I'm good.
Mm. You should play this week, mate.
No.
Anyway.
What about you, David?
Mixed netball.
Yep.
I used to play back in the day when I was drinking, which is not good. It was Sunday afternoon. It was a bad time for it. Remember the referee saying, "You're drunk." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm fine. Just keep going here. We're fine here." Seriously.
Right.
Have a couple of beers before mixed netball on a Sunday afternoon. What's life come to?
Coming up next, Tingly Thursday.
It's the Husey and Ed Catcher.
Coming up after six, we're going to get some stunt action going on with Ed Cavalier and his dancer from Dancing with the Stars.
Because Ed Cavalier's dancing is underrated at the moment. He's doing with Georgia is incredible.
You're going to tell her what? You're going to give her the press release, what they called me? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that later on, mate. But this is Tingly Thursday.
Sorry.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told they'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly Thursday.
If you've got any stories for us, you can give us a call, 13 10 60.
Now it's time to open yourself to the tingle, to allow the tingle to enter.
I'm open for business.
So, Pam, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Pam.
Now, what is your story, Pam?
My story. My father passed away about 4 years before I had my youngest son. And when he was around 4 years old or so, he was in the back of the car with all my kids. And he was pointing at something up in the sky. I'm like, "What are you pointing to?" He said, "Grandpa." Okay, what's Grandpa doing? Grandpa's pointing. Yeah, all right, I'll go along with this. Where is he pointing? So he directed me and I thought, he's pointing this way. So I drove the car and followed the way he was pointing this way. And I turned and this way and this went on just for a few minutes. And then he said, "Stop," and pointed out the car window at the nursing home where my grandmother was living.
Big tingle. All right. Big
That's
tingle.
Big. Pam. Oh. Pam.
Oh, whoa. Got me there.
You got me a beauty.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's a lovely story.
That's. Woo. All right. We're away, mate.
Say it, and it's poignant for anyone who, you know, when you're like my dad's passed and, you know, he didn't really know my youngest children. To think there could be a connection there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. He's nice. Thank you, Pam.
It's wonderful. That was a big tingle.
Yep. Hello, Mick.
Mick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Going very well, Mick.
Tingly Thursday.
Yeah, no, it is.
Tell us your story, Mick.
Yep. Bucks party. We had a big conversation for about half an hour about ghosts in photos. You know, the internet, how prevalent it is.
Ghosts get in the back of photos, is that you mean? Yeah, like ghosts get into photos. Yep.
And now with the internet and whatnot, you see people loading them and, "Oh, we saw this, and there's the photo of this person, and they've got the history and stuff there, so it's the story." Anyway, we heard yelping in one of the rooms, so we went off and a couple of drunk lads were giving each other red bellies. So obviously, walking into the room, couldn't get out without one myself. And when I got my red belly,
how do you get a red belly? Could you just tell us, for the uninitiated or from example, how do you get a red belly?
You get a red belly by first being inebriated, then being in the wrong spot at the wrong time, and then getting a big damn hand slapped across your belly as hard as possible.
Oh, so it's just a hand slap on belly, hence the belly has turned red from the slapping.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
Hence the inebriation. So look at my photo. My photo has got hands overlaid on it. There's like two hands.
Yeah, there is. Yep.
Over the top of the photo.
Yes.
After we looked at this and noticed this, we actually all put our hands in and realised that, A, it was none of our hands.
Okay.
And one of the other boys said, "And think about our previous conversation."
Oh, you're talking about ghosts.
Oh my God, that's a huge hand.
That's like a claw. Mick?
Massive.
Yep. It's like a thumbnail, and you can see like two hands. There's one kind of on one angle and another on another.
Do you know whose hand it could be?
No, I did a bit of looking into it, but I couldn't find any details. I didn't look very hard, though.
A ghostly hand has slapped you, Mick.
That's massive. You can really see the fingers, though. We've got to put this again on
Is
on
this
the,
doctored, Mick?
Nah. Taken on my phone by my friend.
We'll put it on the at Hughie and Ed Instagram page.
Check it out.
I mean, what ghosts are getting involved in the red hand?
Oh, no, no. Ghosts love a tummy slap. Yeah?
God almighty.
All right. Tingly
Thursday.
It's
a
Thursday.
Big hand.
No, it's like a paw.
It's really disturbing thing
that
they're doing.
Yeah, it is actually. Real sausage fingered.
You're listening to Hughie and Ed.
Yeah, fine afternoon to you. If you're just joining us and you missed some of the show, don't panic because you can podcast at any time by downloading the Hit app.
Including the moment we had a doctor ring our radio show.
No,
a lot of doctors do listen to this show and many medical professionals.
You made a claim. You made a ridiculous claim that if you sweat a lot, then you don't urinate as much. And people were calling in. But I believe the person that we spoke to, Alex, who claimed to be a doctor.
Was a doctor. Don't say what you're going to say in case he sues us. He's definitely a doctor. He was a doctor. And he said that I was 100% correct. So, you know.
A lot of shaking of heads.
Do you know he's not a doctor?
Tones with an I.
What? You've gone to Dr. Google,
haven't
you?
Tones.
I called Alex back just to double check. And no, he answered with something real estate office.
Yeah.
Doctors don't work at real estate agents.
No, they don't. No, they don't, mate.
Maybe his wife is a real estate agent and then they share a phone.
He acknowledged that he was not a doctor.
Ah.
Who did?
Alex.
Alex doctor.
How do you feel now?
He's a doctor. I don't believe you.
You don't believe?
No one would ring up and pretend to be a doctor.
Of course they would.
No, they don't, mate. No, you're just so cynical.
Are you an
actor? Just believe people, you know? And anyway, I stand by the story. If you sweat a lot,
did you buy a house of Alex? What's going on? Like,
no, I don't know Alex. I'm not yet. Anyway,
when we come back, I have a warning for every single person with social media. I heard a story today that shocked me to my very core. Every single person who is on social media, in particular Instagram, needs to hear this because it might be costing you big time in your life.
Well, you've hooked me in.
Mm, well, serious stuff, people. Well, you got to be here, but other people don't.
Don't go anywhere.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Hughie and Ed.
Gentlemen, please be upstanding.
There it is. National Anthem of North Korea to welcome in my dance teacher, Kim Jong Georgia.
I hear this more than I hear the Australian National Anthem.
Have you given up complaining about it? Have you accepted it, Georgia, or are you still fighting the fight for this not to be...
He thinks that it's stuck and now he just calls me Kim. And people think it's like my name's Kimberly, but he just says Kim. Oh, Kim's over there. Kim, where is she?
See?
Shocking. Yeah,
It's stuck.
Well, look, the fact is you're doing well because you've got him dancing really well. So whatever you're doing, whatever sort of, regime you've got him on, it is working. You did really – the dance the other night didn't score as high as it should have. Would you get 18
so
or something,
me.
Did you?
We were ripped off.
What did we get?
We got like 18.
I'm going to say that.
I think we got 16.
But how much did – I don't want to play favourites, but how much did Dummy get?
Yeah, too much.
Oh, she did really well.
20-something.
Sorry.
She did get a 9.
I know she did. That was too high.
The 9 was ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
She knows I like it. Well, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, you've heard
anyway,
of her first.
This man's
a judge on The Masked Singer, so he knows.
Maybe he should be a guesser. Guest judge.
Oh,
on
my
the stars.
Goodness.
I'm happy
guest
to get
judge.
Involved. Absolutely happy to get
involved. Bindi Irwin.
But, so we'll, look, I know that we love you two and what you do together. And he was spinning you outside or something. Is that what's going on out there?
Yeah, our trick of the week. Last week we put a trick up on our socials of a flip. And then we've got a new trick this week, which we've been not allowed to use in our dance. So we've decided we put it out on the socials. Trick Thursday.
Number one network star of our socials,
yes.
Georgia, you last week.
No, so he told me.
Can we do it again?
Yes.
Guys.
Go and have a look. That'll go
Hughie
up.
Search it on Instagram.
Have you upped the trick? Is it even last week?
It's a three-part trick.
Well, this was one that we were going to use last week, but rules, we decided to stay in the rules last week.
Yeah, so we would have got disqualified if we'd used
it. Forget about the rules.
Yeah.
It's what I keep telling her, Hughes.
But he wasn't in a position where he could forget about the rules because he'd scored a two the week before.
We had scored a two.
No, you had scored a two. She won the competition last year. Remember that with Samuel Johnson.
Oh,
they won the whole
forget,
thing.
Mate. I do hear it a bit.
You nearly got kicked out week one this time.
That's true. We got 10 week two. We got a total of 10. Okay. And last year, I got a 10 from one judge. Just one judge, and that was from all three.
Okay. Oh, that's awful. But we've got you in for something
else.
Tell
me a fascinating story today.
What's this?
You do some work with a dance company. You do some work helping to recruit dancers for a show.
I do.
And we were
all
going
above board, by the way, as well. I mean, that sort of thing
that was
sound dodgy.
So unnecessary, David. That was an unnecessary qualifier. No one except you was thinking about any other type of dance recruitment. What's going on?
Now
if
he's
recruiting dancers, that's dodgy, isn't it?
No.
If I'm ever recruiting dancers.
Yes, it is. If you're recruiting dancers, because you're not in that world. Georgia works for dance companies.
I mean.
Absolutely. Burn the floor, all that sort of thing.
It is burn the floor. Did anyone think that was dodgy? Jack?
No, not at all.
Tones with a knife.
Absolutely not.
Ted,
thank you.
Fred, you're an absolute, you're really dodgy. Did you think that was shifty?
Not really, no.
Okay, you don't count.
See?
I shouldn't have asked him. Sash.
Well, it was worth qualifying.
No,
thank you so much.
So what about the fact that she recruits dancers and she vets them?
Well, I was shocked by something that, Georgia, you told me can knock people out. What is the platform?
Of the recruitment process.
Yeah, what is the platform that you use to weed people out?
Right, so, we're in 2020. See, and landlines don't really exist anymore.
Okay, we're not that old, yes.
But so when we hire dancers, we ask for their social media handles. And then I get the great job of stalking them.
You go
on
through
social
all
media.
Their pictures. And if
I mean, not all of them.
A fair few, though.
A fair few, like anyone's, that pop out. And really, that's like the be-all and end-all. Like if there's something weird on their social media...
It might be, might be all over. Like if you see them surrounded by,
here we go.
Guns and drugs
exactly.
in photos.
Has that ever happened to a dancer?
Or maybe like...
riding a tank?
Or maybe like a selfie in a G-string or something like that. That would
really
be weird.
Where are these photos? I mean, they may need a second to process this one. So you're saying one photo can knock someone out of a job?
I mean, yeah, like what were we saying today? Certain people that like look like they've always got a drink in their hand is generally not a good idea if you want to do nine shows a week.
The shots, party.
And if they're out all the time, if they look they're always partying, you don't want a bar of it.
Well, not for certain jobs. Like we hire for cruise ships, and that's never good on a cruise ship.
Yeah, what you need there
you've got to be straight on the cruise ships.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because the workers do.
They get
drug tested on cruise ships, don't they?
Have you been drug tested on a cruise ship?
I have. And breathalyzed. I passed. I do know some people that have shaved their heads before getting on the cruise ship.
No hair, no fibers.
I've had hair cut out of my head, a big chunk, when I was like 19. Like, what was I going to do then? Some people.
You know what? We need to hear from people who have maybe had, been knocked back from a job because of something, a photo that was on their social media.
Over to you, Jack. Who went through your socials?
Our house got robbed and our insurance company went through our social media and my LinkedIn. And
why?
I suppose to make sure we weren't doing a dodgy.
Who's been through your socials?
Good.
Who went? It's good. You can do it. who went through your socials?
All right, 13. Yeah.
Insurers, employers, who went through your socials?
And was there a photo that did you in?
Yes.
All right.
Caused you trouble.
13, 10, 60. Who went through your socials and did it cause you a bit of trouble? 13,
good luck.
10, 60.
Can I say good luck on Sunday night, Georgia?
Thank you. We'll need it.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up.
13, 10, 60. The question is, who's gone through your social medias when it's come to work or something else and it's worked out bad for you?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think mine are pretty good, isn't it? I've got nothing embarrassing on mine.
No, goodness, no.
Josh, there's one in me in the G-banger. Do you reckon that would...
No, I've turned around. Can I tell you I've turned around on those? I think you look good. And I think that you're free, you're easy, you're coming into your own, and I'm loving it.
That wouldn't, yeah. So, wouldn't I? Yeah.
Depends what job you were going for.
What about a kindergarten teacher? I do have my working with children
absolutely,
card.
Yeah, but not... Yeah.
I do.
It's a beautiful area we're in now. Thank you. Thank you, David.
So, but you're not really on social media, are you, Ed? You couldn't, not really,
no,
I am.
No, I'm not really on social media. I'm
Jack, are you, have you any photos of you, Jack, that you've put up in the past?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even remember half of them, would you?
No, nah, like, there's a few questionable ones back in there.
Georgia was telling us, well, as you my dance teacher slash partner, that there's like, dance. She has to tell dancers to take down themselves just in their underwear, i.e. and nude, dancing together.
Really?
Which is, I know, you're right. We're both thinking, where are these photographs? But we have to move on.
Nah, absolutely. We do.
All right. Moira?
Yes? Hi.
Hi, Moira. What happened?
So I'm a babysitter and I was about a couple of weeks into the job and the babysitting kids started telling me about pictures they've seen of me at like clubs and in dresses with like drinks and friends and things. And I was like, oh, how did you find like those photos?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like they were on mummy's phone. Like we went through them after your interview.
Yes.
And yeah, I found out they'd probably been through my Facebook and Instagram.
But you still got the gig.
Yeah, I still got the gig. The kids just like let me know that they went through it all.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? Hughesy, if you were hiring a new babysitter, would you try and go through their socials?
No, well, I wouldn't.
No,
maybe should I though?
That's what I'm saying.
I think, yeah, my wife, I'd let her do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I reckon.
And if there was anything questionable involving nudity, I would say, well, you deal with it.
What a good guy. What a great guy. Hello there, Anonymous. Is Anonymous with it? Hi, Anonymous.
Yeah, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. You're an employer.
Sorry?
Are you an employer? Was it your employer, was it?
My employer, yeah.
Okay. What happened?
I've got a job now making explosives for government defence contracts.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a full-on job, but you need some security clearance to do that, I reckon, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they test like what countries you've been in as well. It's called the ITAR, International Trading of Arms Register.
Wow. Yep.
And they go through everything to check if you're not affiliated with
Dodgy organisations that could threaten national security and all that sort of thing. Yep.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
How long did it take?
A couple of months.
A couple of months?
They went through everything.
Well, I had to do like all medical tests and all this sort of stuff as well.
Yeah,
so
of course.
The
absolutely.
Actual process to get into the place was just
Do you think there was anything in your past that you'd put on social media that could have been questionable?
I had one photo that they were interested in of whose rifle I was holding.
Yeah.
I'm up in the country and I do a bit of shooting and stuff.
Yeah. Was it your rifle or you had a license for it?
Your father.
Yeah, your father. He had a license for it.
Yeah.
Someone had a license for the
Got one. Someone's got one somewhere, we think.
Yeah, no, we have. You've got.
I want
these
the government
days.
Doing that. If
yeah,
I love
no,
that
we're
they
happy
did that.
With that.
They've done well.
Absolutely,
there.
They've done a great job.
Okay.
Hughesy and Ed.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Hughesy and Ed.
I'm a bit panicked at the moment.
Now, do I sound different?
Yeah, you sound muffled, like you've got a blanket over your face.
Well, I've got a mask on.
Why?
And I've got. See this sound? That's rubber gloves, latex gloves that I'm putting on. In the office today, we received a package. Someone, in their wisdom, is getting their personal items sent to the office. And it was mistakenly put on our desk rather than given to them. Goodness knows why. Would you like me to read the email that came with it?
Yes.
I'm not going to leave my mask on. Hello, dear friend. I'm from Kwiao Crystal. I'm sorry because of the Chinese New Year that the shipping time has been extended. Normally, my country is now ready to go to work normally. But because a terrible thing has happened in China called New Coronas, this is happening in China. Therefore, the government of my country attaches great importance. And my many countries have now banned China from entering, so it's difficult for me to transport products. I hope that you will understand. Most sincere greetings from Zhang. What's on our desk is a box of rhinestones and jewellery, misspelt, that have come straight from China in front of me.
Well, and you're going to open it?
Do I open it?
Well, I mean, I don't mind. I'm free and easy.
Well, Jack doesn't have Jack's a mask on.
No. He's got problems with...
What?
What could it be?
I mean, but here's my issue.
Well, do you want to spend 2 weeks in quarantine?
Maybe.
Tell you what, if you might bring it up, I'll get my son to open. He wants 2 weeks off school. So.
Does this concern you? The shipping on it, it says Sin, which I'm assuming is Singapore, but I might be wrong. But the origin is from China, is WUS.
Wuhan?
Wuhan Station.
Well, I think, as we've already said, we need to, you know, we need to get involved with Wuhan. We need to be the first ones to go back into Wuhan.
What do you mean?
I just think that we need to connect with Wuhan.
Well, the best way for me to connect is to get some corona direct from it by opening this package by the looks of things. Do I open it, do I not?
But we're not going to get the results for a couple of weeks, you know?
It's a real slow burn.
Husey and Ed.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Husey's, known for losing things.
Yeah, well, I am. my wife claims that my son is just like me. And it's just, I claim he's, you know, I'm not as, you know, I don't lose as many things as he does. But then last night I lost my Kindle, my e-reader, in bed. And I thought, where the hell is it? And where it ended up being.
In bed?
Yeah, around the bedroom. And it took me a long time to find it. Actually, I didn't find it. My wife found it. But this wasn't my fault. It's an unbelievable story.
Mm.
And when you come back, I'll tell you about it.
All right, don't go anywhere. It's coming up next.
It's worth hanging around for.
It could be your fault, I reckon.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
It's Husey and Ed driving you home this afternoon. He loses things so often. We've actually, in fact, got an opener for this.
What's Husey lost? What's he lost? What's Husey lost today?
What's Husey lost? What's Husey lost? What's he lost? What's Husey lost today? What's Husey lost?
Looking, finding, what do you say? Let's all find out this today.
Look, I mean, I admit that I've made people stay back after the show to look for my car keys. Not on a regular basis, on a semi-regular basis.
And last time.
Can't leave the building.
They were found.
Where were they?
In your jeans.
Sometimes they're in my jeans, but it's rarely they're in my jeans. Not the ones I'm wearing. What happened to the jeans that I'm not wearing?
What about the key you lost the other day? Have you found that? While you were late to a meeting with our big boss?
No, I did find that, absolutely.
Where was that?
I can't remember, but I did find it.
Of course you can.
Which is good. So,
how do you lose stuff? Your mind is a steel trap. You've got a great memory. Nothing gets past you. What happens to you? What happens in your mind in your
too
day?
Too busy, man. Thinking about too many things, you know? Like they say that men can't multitask, you know, they say that. Women say that generally.
Hmm.
And maybe they are right because I need to be quieter in the mind.
All right.
AirPods are a disaster, can I say? AirPods are just...
How good are they for Apple's share price?
I've spent most of last month looking for my AirPods, and you've got to find the AirPods and you've got to find the little box that they're coming.
The charger. AirPods and GoPros, the two things designed to be lost.
And I can tell you from the Apple, catalogue of things, the pencil that goes with the...
You don't even try. Did you pay for a pencil?
Hamish Blake said to me, he said, you will lose that pencil within a week, and I lost it within a day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's a $300 pencil.
Yeah.
It's not like an HB that's like, you know, five for $2 in a pack.
It doesn't do anything. You know that, yeah? Because they know people are going to lose it.
I don't know where that is. That's in the house somewhere. But last night, the Kindle, my e-reader, which I read every night before I go to sleep, my wife gets annoyed that I have it too bright and I have to turn it brightness down. And I thought maybe she's hidden it. But no, she hadn't hidden it. I looked everywhere and she said, look down. And it was on the bed in front of me. And you're looking at the photo now, which we took.
I'll be honest. You got a point. It's blended in.
It is
somehow your bedspread, which is, can I describe it? Do you mind?
Yes.
It's as if
I don't mind.
It's like as if there's a back of a zebra. So if you imagine all the lines of a zebra all converging onto one line, and then that's sort of in four-sided, like a diamond shape. And the way that you've got your Kindle, the typewriter keys look exactly the same color, and it's black, so it looks like one of these triangles. These diamonds. It looks it's blended in.
I don't think it's the actual words. There's a screensaver on the Kindle which happens to be exactly like my Duna cover.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Is that something that Kindle... Have Kindles learned to adapt to their environment?
Oh, like chameleons.
Are Kindles evolving?
Like a chameleon.
Is a Kindle... Whatever the environment is, I'll be exactly like that. So that no one steals them? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Incredible.
You're right. At first, it's almost like one of those things is the dress blue or yellow or Yarny and Laurel. This could be the next Yarny and Laurel, man.
Even my wife, who's very happy to say that I'm demented or, you know, just an absolute, you know, lost cause, said, you know, that was a tough one. Just blend it in.
No, it's blended in. You can't argue completely this is a blend in.
It's a complete blend in.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
No, it's not.
So, yeah. I mean,
not often I agree with you, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I've got there, really.
Well, do you want to know what else is blended in for folks?
Well, I mean, is that a thing? Is someone's got it blended in? I couldn't see it because it blended in.
13,
what blended
10,
in?
60.
What blended in? You couldn't see something.
You've been looking everywhere
you
for it.
See or see something. Maybe something large.
13.
What blended in? Or just blended in? You're like, hang on a sec. That thing's there.
13.
How's it blended in?
How did it blend in?
How did it blend in?
What blended in? What's the number, Jack?
Oh, good. 13, 10, 60. What blended in?
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
What blended in?
Yeah, dude, I'm loving this. I am loving this.
But you can see that the Kindle, my Kindle, the screensaver is exact same pattern as my Duna cover. And I do question whether, you know, Jeff Bezos has put that into Amazon's DNA, that all his everything you buy off Amazon eventually blends into your surrounds.
But why would they want that? So you keep buying more stuff. So you can't. You don't even know what you're ankle deep in Amazon stuff, and you don't realise.
So no leopards turn up to your house and eat your Kindles.
Excellent work. Excellent work. Let's find out, because people have called for what's blended in, and they didn't know I was going to do this, but our favourite today is going to get the $150 for the athlete's foot. But I didn't want to say it before because I was worried people would make up blended in things.
Exactly. And Eden, you haven't made this up, have you? This is a true story.
No, it happened this morning and I feel really embarrassed about it.
Come on, Eden.
What happened?
So I have a pre-workout that's my favourite and it's got a black lid.
Hey, say it again, Eden. Black. I've got hard of hearing. You've got a pre-workout.
That's the colour black. And as I took the lid off, I placed it on my stove, which is also black. And in the space of turning around to get my pre-workout ready and turn it back around, I completely could not see the lid for the life of me.
There it is. Pre-workout. Couldn't find the pre-workout lid, the shaker.
Where was it?
It was on the stove, mate. That was also black because it had blended in. Remember that bit? Because it had blended in. I'm trying to help. Lid black, stove black, blend in. Can't find.
Yes.
Yeah, you got hung up on pre-workout.
Yeah,
which
I didn't
is normally
know what we were
fluorescent.
And how long for?
Okay, yeah, good work. How long for?
I was searching for a good 20 minutes. I had to go and actually go get my glasses.
Yeah, you have to go and get it. Love it. See?
I may have to go get my hearing aid. But 20 minutes, long time for you looking for a lid that's just right in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, goodness, yeah.
They say black don't crack. Do they say black hard to find?
Okay. Well, it blended in. The lid blended into the stove. 20 minutes.
Martin, what
didn't have another lid. Didn't have another lid to swap it out with. Sometimes I do that.
Martin, you're waiting patiently. We appreciate that.
What's
the story?
What blended in for me was my false teeth.
What?
I went and had some prawns in the park with some friends. I was a bit hungover. I took my teeth out. You know, we ate all the prawns, you know, wrapped up the newspaper, chucked it in the bin, and I got halfway home. I thought, oh, shit, where's my teeth?
Yeah.
And I rushed back, got back, ran straight over to the bin, grabbed the newspaper out, pulled the prawn heads out, and there were my teeth sitting there and whacked them back in. And tell you, I did get some funny looks.
Yeah,
as you would. You're thinking,
false teeth.
Somebody thinking, this man's just... He's just using some thrown away teeth. Not even
that he somehow knew were in there. He got the voucher, Marty.
Well, he's got the voucher.
Yeah, of course he does.
Good on you, Marty. The athlete's foot has got the fit for all sports for the whole family. Athlete'sfoot.com.au.
False teeth and fish heads, you betcha.
It's the Husey and Ed catcher.
Almost time for us to get out of here, but something happened to Husey in a park today.
Well, it reminds me of Martin, who lost his false teeth in the park and had to, when he was eating the prawns, and he went halfway home and thought, I haven't got any teeth in my mouth. Mm. Went back and found his teeth in the bin, didn't he?
In the fish heads. Teeth in the fish heads.
Well, today I was in the park walking my dogs and also doing a conference for Husey, We Have a Problem. And I had my AirPods in, yeah? Yep. So I'm wearing my AirPods. And I was walking around the park trying to chase my dogs, who are idiots. And and I went out of range, and I couldn't hear people on the conference call. And then I thought, oh, where'd they? What happened here? I don't know. And then I ended up walking somewhere, and then, oh, they're back in range. This must be a good spot in the park to get range from my phone call. Mm. Anyway, finished the phone call, and then I'm walking home, and I got halfway home and thought, where's my phone? You know what?
Where?
My phone was in the park. I dropped it.
Oh,
and
my
goodness. So I'm walking around with my AirPods. And, you know, I'm on the phone call, and then I walked out of range because I walked away from my phone.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I kept thinking, how did you not have your phone? So how did you find it again? Did you just put on Spotify or make another call? How did you go?
No, I had to go back to the park and start pinging off my watch to find my phone. It was lying on the grass somewhere.
Wow.
Interesting. So when you got your AirPods in, you can drop your phone and then keep talking to people for a certain time.
It's about a meter? How far were you?
I reckon you can get about 20 metres away from
20 metres?
Absolutely you can.
But yeah, we've got to test that.
Enough for you to walk out of a park.
All right.
What we've got to do also is vote for you on Dancing with the Stars. Okay.
Text Ed to 1995 1010. That's 1995.
And have a look at our trick of the week. Georgia and I just did a mad flip outside.
It's incredible. You're going to do that on the weekend, on Sunday night?
We're not allowed, but we might.
Good. You should.
All right. Do it. We'll see you tomorrow. Just podcast the show right now, husieanded.com.au.
You've made it all the way to the end of the Husey and Ed catch-up. But don't worry, there's plenty more episodes to catch up on. Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Athlete's Foot has an extensive range of the best netball shoes, whether you need the extra speed or support, in exclusive colours from ASICS. Get fitted for your position using the Athlete's Foot's exclusive MyFit 3D technology.